For much of the pandemic, hotel quarantine has been the only option. In August, South Australia started its home quarantine trial, which was this week expanded to include Australians returning from overseas. Now it's Greater Sydney's turn.
Really opening the door to what home quarantine will look like for us moving forward. For those returning Australians who have got double dose vaccinations, they'll be able to consider having a home quarantine setting rather than having to be in a hotel.
That's the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. The seven-day home quarantine trial will start next month under a deal struck between the Commonwealth and the New South Wales governments. Stuart Ayres is the New South Wales Minister for Jobs, Investment, Tourism and Western Sydney and our guest. Welcome.
Good evening, Patricia.
You made the announcement today labelling it a significant step in reopening. Who will be included?
So we'll work with New South Wales Police and New South Wales Health to select people who are coming into Australia from the existing cohort of Australians returning. We want to make sure that we run this as a proper trial to test home-based quarantine. So that to that end, we want to be able to select people that will be in different conditions, so a house versus an apartment, different family settings, different age groups. So we will randomly select them in the sense that they're coming from a larger pool, but we'll be looking for a profile of people that will allow us to test the technology that we think will be critical in allowing this to roll out at a much larger scale.
Why are some air crew included in the pilot?
Yeah, so we've included Qantas air crew as part of the pilot because we've already been working very closely with Qantas doing home-based quarantine, and they've been doing very short turnarounds. So we've had some Qantas air crew that have been on 3 or 4 day turnarounds. There are some that are on longer, so they're already a cohort that New South Wales Health and New South Wales Police have been working closely with. So they're a natural fit for us to test the technology that we're looking to use on a much larger scale.
What is behind the 175-person sample size? Why that number?
So once again, this is really about making sure we're testing technology. So this is a trial. We're going to do it over 4 weeks. There's about 50 people that will be included from the Qantas air crew, and we'll do around 125 people returning or coming into Australia. That'll be about 30 a week. That's the manageable number that we want to test the technology on. It allows police and health to really both test technology but also engage with those people during their home quarantine to make sure that they're fully supported. We can answer questions, work out all of the things that might pop up during a home-based quarantine stay, and that we've got the structures set up inside government to manage those. Ultimately, we want to be able to scale this up relatively quickly after completing the trial, but we do want to test it first.
So you're testing for what?
We're testing mainly two things. We're testing the technology. So this is a facial recognition and location identification services app. It allows us to identify that the person's in their home and it's the person we expect them to be. That's part of what's happened in the South Australian trial. So we're largely expanding or continuing on what's happened there. And we're also testing for what type of support we would need to offer a person whilst they're undertaking their isolation or quarantine period in their home. We know that that will vary from person to person, the conditions that they're staying in. So we're looking to test those in different conditions over that 4 week period.
And it will be operated and monitored by New South Wales Health and Police. How will they be involved?
Yeah, so that will, there's a, I'll call it a sort of back to base position, for want of a better term, where the person who's undertaking their quarantine will have to use their facial ID and their location services app to be able to report in at various times during a day to confirm that they're undertaking their quarantine. That also then provides us with the opportunity to ask them a series of questions. We've often done this through hotel and isolation arrangements with text messages and survey questions that have allowed us to ask people how they're feeling, whether they need any medication or whether they need any form of support. So we'll be looking to set up all of those because ultimately what we would like to do is scale this up to allow more people to come into home-based quarantine rather than in hotels. And then ultimately it would be good to be in a position where hotel quarantine wasn't required.
Yeah, eventually, that's right. Experts say there have been cases, particularly with the Delta variant, of people testing positive after 7 days. What evidence is behind this 7-day timeframe?
So we've worked the 7 days up with the chief health officers in the Commonwealth Government and here in New South Wales. We recognise that we've got to be able to continue to reduce the demand on hotel-based quarantine. So we think ultimately there'll be a shorter period of time. There will still be testing that will take place after that 7 days. And the other point I would make here, Patricia, is the primary focus is around fully vaccinated people. So we know that fully vaccinated people are already substantially lower risk from both catching the virus as well as being able to spread it.
You're also the Minister for Western Sydney. Cumberland Mayor Steve Christou says his area is still without a mass vaccination hub, despite being one of the LGAs of concern. Why is that?
Well, the vaccination program has been a joint effort between the Commonwealth and the state government. The Cumberland Council is located very close to Sydney Olympic Park. It's quite easy to access from Cumberland into the largest vaccination hub that exists in the country. And one of the great things about the population in Cumberland is that they've rolled their sleeves up and massively lifted their vaccination rates, which has been a huge response from that community. And it's probably a good example of where both mass vaccination hubs as well as GPs, pharmacies, outreach services have been able to rapidly lift the number of vaccinations across the community. So I think we've got the balance right. I understand that people like the idea of having a mass vaccination clinic or a walk-up clinic in their particular community. But I think the rate of which people have been vaccinated in the Cumberland local government area is a pretty good example of us getting that one right.
Are you comfortable with the way the Western and Southwestern Sydney outbreaks have been handled, the kind of targeting of Western Sydney residents?
Well, I do reject completely the proposition that the government has targeted Western Sydney.
Targeted on the basis of higher cases, right? That's the reason.
Yeah,
but there's been a different treatment.
Yeah, I think it's important to recognise that if we have discriminated anywhere, we've been discriminating against the virus, not against the population. The harsh reality is that the substantial viral load in Sydney has been concentrated in a number of these local government areas in Western Sydney. My local community of Penrith is a good example of that. And I was only looking at an example of the viral load that was across some of the eastern suburbs, and it was less than 4% of the viral load that was in both the Canterbury, Bankstown and Cumberland LGA. So we do have quite a disparity of where the virus is, so it's reasonable to apply restrictions where there is a higher viral load. And it was really heartening to see the Burnett Institute report last week that showed that since the application of those more stringent settings, we had been able to stabilise the viral load and increasing infection rate in those communities. And that's also recognising that we've been able to rapidly increase the amount of people being vaccinated. So it's not a silver bullet solution of one thing or another. It's the cumulative impact of all of those actions, I think, has really seen Western Sydney start to turn the corner.
Just finally, were you at the meeting that was had with the mayors? I know that the Premier called, and have you been working with the mayors? Because they've been very concerned.
Yeah, I've done a number of meetings with mayors. I've done video conference mayors directly with them myself. I've undertaken a number of one-on-one meetings with the Treasurer and myself and individual mayors of those local government areas, talking about economic impacts and the options that the New South Wales government could look at supporting those communities through their recovery, and have engaged with a number of Western Sydney mayors directly through the course of the last 18 or 19 months as we've all battled this pandemic.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem.
That is Stuart Ayres, the New South Wales Minister for Jobs, Investment, Tourism and Western Sydney, and this is RN Drive.